The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station, your water cooler radio, your community talk station with more shows, more community talk shows than anywhere else in Northern California, maybe even California. All right, I'm talking about talk radio shows. I'm talking about little music shows, these little FM stations that the government gives them the license, helps pay for it, or any of this, or the JPR, which, by the way, is out buying up stations because they can do it with your tax money, outpricing local, you know, businesses that could go out and buy that stuff. But JPR's got big money behind it.
There you go.
Anyway, hey, good morning. Am I on a roll already?
I think.
It is 7:08 in the morning right here on January the 22nd, 2015. Of course, here with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
My Thursday girl.
Yeah, I love Thursdays.
Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott. Tonight at 6 p.m. And, of course, there's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Was it a nice ride in this morning?
It was a great ride in. Top,
you know,
although it was a little breezy, but,
top, you bundle down.
Yeah.
Top down and in your Hawaiian shirt. You are layering, though. And then, of course, and then Trish shows up, and she's got a fleecy on.
It's cold in the morning.
I'm in between with just a long sleeve shirt.
Asking for the air conditioner.
Is it hot in here? Is it just me? Oh, my gosh, is it contagious?
I think it's just you.
Is it hot flashes? Is it contagious?
Maybe.
Good morning.
Well, and again, it's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. And partly sunny with a high near 67. We're looking for a low around 46. Mostly sunny with a high near 72 on Friday. Cloudy, sunny, mostly clear for the foreseeable future. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
Well, their customers are warm friends because it's warm out there.
Well,
it could be 80 degrees this weekend. What are we talking about? I mean, it's 80 degrees.
Must be global warming.
Well, you know what? What did I see?
Or chemtrails. Take your pick.
Or chemtrails.
Either one.
A lot of things going on. We're going to have Gary Cadd in here today. We're going to have, Chris, I'll think about it in a second. She's one that gave the, I'm embarrassed here. I'm just having a complete mind blank. And she gave the free, eye exams for the
veterans.
For the veterans. And I'm bringing her back in today, see how that went. Cause I know she was real busy with it. And I really wanted to just bring her back and say thanks on that. And that's just, terrible. I forgot the name. And I'll get it here in a second.
I like to hear that because I do that all the time and it's very embarrassing. I am always apologetic to people because I look at them and I know their name. I mean, I know them. I can tell you where I met them, everything, but the name just kind of doesn't come until about 10 minutes after I walk away from them and then it's there.
Well, you know what? I can tell you about her two kids that I met and her husband and all
I know. It's really embarrassing. And I thought, everybody kept saying, oh, that happens when you get older. But I've been having that same problem since I was in my 20s. So I don't know what will happen when I get older.
I was having a tough time with my sister's name. Okay. this weekend, we had up at the Manton Tasting Room for Indian Peak Vineyards. They're having a fundraiser for the Honor Flight, Northern California.
I saw that.
They're short about, $7,000. And you're going to, it's a donation only. It doesn't cost anything. But you go up there and they're serving cream of chicken Chardonnay soup, salad, and smoked turkey throughout the day, along with Indian Peak's best wines. 100% of all donations for food, 100% of tips, and 20% of all wine sales are going to go to Honor Flight. Can't beat that.
And it'll be a really good experience besides if you haven't been up to the Indian Peak wineries and some of the other wineries in that area. That's a good day trip.
And if you've got for more information on how to get there exactly, but it's a mountain. You go into Shingletown and it says mountain, take a right and just follow it on down and there it is.
There you are.
Yeah, and you can't get away because you can't get off the road. I mean, don't stop at the Wild Horse Ranch.
Don't let the road scare you either.
It's
ice road and it's got white lines on the side.
That's right. It's ride it on a motorcycle and then what you try to do is ride it faster each time. That's and then you can end out there with the wild horse.
I do not recommend Wilson Hill in the winter, though.
No. That's what the white lines are for.
Give them a call at 474-5506. Okay, you know, it's always me starting off, but to start off with you today, Trish, I mean, what have you been following what's going on in the American Sniper with, the State of the Union address and all the things that are happening here in Reading?
Well, I there wasn't a chance in any place that I was going to listen to the State of the Union I can't.
I know people that can't even.
I mean, that wasn't even a thought process that there was a possibility that I was going to listen to that because I just get so angry. And I like my TV, and I'm there by myself, and I know if I was to watch that, I'd pick up something and bitch it right through the middle of it.
Well, I was at a dinner party.
He makes me just really upset.
I was at a dinner party, and one of the gents there said, "Well, gosh, you know," he says, "we're going to miss the State of the Union." I just looked at him. I said, "Well, you know, you can always DVR it and look at it later." He goes, "Yeah." He says, "Don't you want to see it?" And I went, "No." Because I can tell you what he's going to say. I can sit right here. I can write out five things he's going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. And, of course, I was right.
Absolutely.
And, but I don't know because I didn't see it. And I know people that really dislike his policies. And they watched it. And they're just like, they're so angry. They're sitting there. They said, I'm yelling at the screen. I said, well, why watch that?
Exactly. I mean, why would you put yourself in the position of being that upset and angry? You know you're not going to agree with anything he says. And the part that I think really offends me the most is he's such a liar. I mean, does he think we are just absolutely stupid?
51% of the people are.
And we did not remember what he said last year or the year before?
51% of the people.
Well, I guess. Because, I mean, I'm like, that's not what you said. That's not what you did. And so every time I hear him or read anything, I get just so I – no, I didn't watch that.
The part that people
– I did listen to a few comments yesterday from different people who did watch it, and it was pretty funny. But.
Well, you know, it's always great to watch the talking heads afterwards. I guess that's what we are.
but we just don't
take it too seriously like they do. The one part I thought that, people got all riled up about is when he said, and I'm not running any more campaigns, and Republicans applaud, and he says – I've already won my two. Everybody got upset about that. And I'm sitting there thinking, I think that was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, I'm not going to run any more campaigns. The Republicans applaud. And, well, yeah, but see, I won mine. And it's like, okay. That to me was humorous because, first of all, it's true. And second of all, I mean, if Republicans going to applaud, I mean, of course, you know what? He may have just set them up for that. I'm not going to run anymore. And of course, Republicans are going to applaud. Yeah, we're glad because you won twice. I mean, and then the people that talk about, they're going to change it, make it a third term. I mean, how many times have you heard that? He's going to slip something in so he can do a third term. No.
The only thing he can do is declare military law, and we aren't quite there yet.
And you know what? How far that's going to go? You know, when considering that 10% of the military force approves of his policies. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to follow you. Yeah, right.
You bet.
Yeah. You know, I tell you what, that one is so far out there. But people were still scared about it. Well, look what can happen in 2 years. What? You got a Republican Congress. You got a Republican Senate.
Well, but wait a minute. No, a lot can happen. I think for a minute because he does everything by fiat. He does everything by order.
Okay,
and taxes. Oh, come on.
He can sign anything he wants, but guess what? Then they can just cut the money away from it, just like they did the IRS.
But they could.
I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying this. Anything he does, like he's already said, I want to work with Republicans, I'm going to veto these next. If you bring in anything that's different than I want, I'm going to veto it. Well, veto it then, because you're going to lose some of them, and then you're going to lose the popular support, and then it's even going to be worse the next time.
I think, I will tell you that I believe he is going to do some dastardly deeds between now and the next when the election's over.
All right.
He's got 2 years to finish destroying this country, and I think he's going to make a giant effort at it.
Well, then we just got to stand up, little lady, and
keep
fight it.
Raymond.
And pray for Ginsburg's continued health.
There you go.
Justice
Ginsburg. Well, it makes no difference, because, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
If she
he
dies,
has to be
somebody has
to
be
confirmed.
And that's and the one never, shot we've it'll got. Never happen. Because now, because of their great idea of the nuclear option, you know, for a lot of these things, it's just, you know, it's by a majority. But for a Supreme Court justice, and then the Republicans control.
That's right. That's the one saving.
So Ms. Ginsburg, you know what? She's fallen asleep during Obama's speech. I mean, God bless her. She's heard it all. And, you know, maybe it's time for her to retire. But then maybe it's time for him to come up with somebody that's actually a middle-of-the-road, how about a constitutional-type lawyer? Anyway, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani and his family run the store. His wife's in there, and she's just a beauty. And getting ready to have a little Bastiani. It's pretty cute. John's always got great sales going on handguns and long guns, and he puts customer service at the very front. There's two very, very, very good gunsmiths working at Bastiani Arms. They can do anything you want there. Everything you need in stock and at fair prices. Give them a call at 222-8222 or head on down to 2539 Larkspur. Bastiani Arms. We're going to take a break. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. Bob Belongi, 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and W.M. Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this 3-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Oh, bad Bob is thinking about that time when he was in high school. Once when there was a girl. Yeah, bad Bob.
By the time Crash Test Dummies came out, I'd been out of high school a good long time.
So. Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 7:22 in the morning. 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to get up in the, well, gosh, the low 70s, I guess, today. Yeah. And or mid-70s. What's going on out there? Global warming! Global warming! Give us a call, 605-4567, when you get a chance.
Please, just join this conversation. Get in here and settle him down.
That's right. You know, I don't know why it's today. You know, those meds really kick in. You know what? So here's, I'm getting stuff on the chat room like this, is the woman whose story of economic recovery was showcased by Obama on the State of the Union show is State of the Union show is a former show is a former Democratic campaign staffer and has been used by Obama for political events in the past. It was a total fraud.
Well, and that's what I said. Everything he's presenting is a lie.
She's a former Democratic campaign staffer working as a field organizer for Senator Patty Murray. So that was a lie.
So here, follow that through. If, in fact, she was living in poverty during that time, it's because the Democrats don't pay their staffers enough money.
Well, they don't. White House doesn't pay the women in the White House as much as they pay the men.
Well, then they're pointing out that the Democrats are cheap.
How about the attack?
How can they blame that anyplace else?
What about this? What about the attack on those moms that stay at home? I mean, what about that? I can't believe such a blatant attack on moms who stay at home. And now this would have affected my family, immediately.
It would have my son as well.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm working. Or I'm sorry, my son-in-law at work. He's a U.S. Marshal. I'm very proud of him for that. When my daughter was pregnant and had their child, they went without things so that she could stay at home because they felt it was really, really important that she stay at home and raise the kids. And then they had, of course, another child. So my daughter stayed at home while he worked. Like I said, they worked. They stayed within their means. They did all this, and she was able to stay at home. And as the kids got older and when it got into school, then she went back to nursing school. So now she's working.
And my son and his wife did the same thing because they thought it was important them to raise their children and instill
that way.
Right.
It doesn't mean that people who have two people working, that's wrong. I mean, you know what? You know, it's whatever works for you. But here's the attack on that family. They're giving tax credits to the families who the husband and wife or spouse and spouse or whatever are working, and they aren't to the family who's the husband's working and the wife staying at home with the kids. That is a blatant attack on the stay-at-home moms. Why aren't they getting a tax credit? Also, because you're not, you know, if this goes back to us, oh, she doesn't do anything. She's just a housewife. You remember you heard that from the Democrats?
Yeah.
And they were attacking
Romney's wife.
Romney's wife. Oh, she just stayed at home. Well, she was raising like five kids, and it's a blatant attack because that's the way the Democrats think. That's what the liberals think. Oh, you don't do anything. You're just staying at home. Well, you're taking care of the kids.
That goes way back to that woman's lib. Well, you're not anything if you don't get out in the man's world and compete and yada yada.
Well, you know, the fact is, though, is that if, you know.
It's a choice.
So you're giving a $500 tax credit to the people who both work. Why not a $500 tax credit who probably need it just as much, if not more, as the wife that stays at home?
Exactly.
Why? What is going on here? It's because Obama doesn't understand. And they don't care. They don't care about the mother that stays at home. They don't want that. Maybe they want all the kids in a thought-controlled kitty care center.
They want them from the time they're born so that they can start in, you know, getting that little...
I knew I'd get you on that one.
That the minds and get them quickly.
Get them.
That's what, you know, they came up with the zero through five.
You bring this thing out. You bring this out in me.
It's my fault? Good. I'm glad I share your blood.
You bring this out in me.
You know, it's not right that the government has control of our children so young to begin with. And I think it's admirable for a woman to stay home and actually raise her children rather than put them in child care.
So do I.
If you can make that work.
If you can
do that. If that works for you.
If it works for you. But why should
you ought to have the choice without being punished tax wise.
Okay, I got Onion Grower in here. He says he believes the Supreme Court is just going to cut the legs out from underneath the Affordable Care Act by saying that you can't finance it all these different ways. The only thing that's going to come out of it is Medicaid, which is in deep trouble now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had somebody say the other day, talking about Medicaid is that the doctors being paid, okay, according to Medicaid. Well, Medicaid then makes this cut. And so it's, you know, the doctors just turn people down right and left to be seen because they're not going to work on Medicaid because it doesn't, I mean, they don't get paid.
They don't even get paid. Exactly.
If they open their offices up to just Medicaid, they'd have to close in a week because they couldn't pay anybody.
That's exactly right.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. Ron, are we on too much of a rant here this morning?
Heck no.
Good morning, Ron.
What you got, buddy?
Good morning, Chris. I would think I would almost be inclined to vote for a tax raise in Reading. I think if they would call it more what it is. I wish they would pay for the police and security and everything out of our taxes, but put a tax to raise money for the unfunded pension. Because to me, that's where the big increase is gone. And, you know, they should tax, let people know we're paying a tax to make up for this pensions we have here going.
You know, and the reality that is we can continue to complain about that, but it's something that's going to be very hard to do away with. Once you've done that, so specifically, just the retirees that we've got in all levels of government, you're not going to go back and take away their benefits now, and I wouldn't even suggest that you do. Because that's just not right. So it's going to take a long time for them to die off before we can start getting back.
Right now, the city of Reading, or the personnel thing, which we pay part of, is paying about $400,000 to three former police chiefs a year.
There you go.
At least that much. I mean, that's just in money. And who knows what the health is, but they've made those commitments. But yeah, and nor would I ever say, that they don't need, that you should take that money back. No, because see, the government did that to the veterans. Remember that when they passed this bill last year and they cut the amount of money the veterans were getting by 1%. I mean, these are retired guys.
Yeah.
You know, how could you, outrage. You know, that's wrong. But, Ron, maybe you're right. Maybe it's time to say, hey, look, this is what we're going to raise taxes. We're going to use this much money on this much money on that. And it's going to put us back into solvent. The only problem with that is that people don't trust the people that are making that decision.
Yeah, it's a mess, that's for sure.
It is. But appreciate your phone call.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, it's like this REU commission that they want to do away with. You know, I understand what Brent says, and Brent's going to be on the show a week after next. Missy's on next Wednesday. I understand. He says, well, we should know about that. Well,
I concur.
Because I ordinarily say I don't like committees. But this isn't really a committee. It's a commission. I don't like committees because I've seen the city council use it before to avoid things, in the past. And they avoided it. And one was on electricity when they were throwing people out of the – and remember that big – everybody got fired up and marched on City Hall, and I was part of that. Because somebody's electricity is cut off, you're throwing them out and all that stuff, which I still think is wrong. But Brent says, well, we need to be the ones that are – excuse me. We're the ones making the decision. We're the ones that need to be up on what's happening. But it's taken the commission 16 months to come up on what's happening. Does Brent expect to do that while he's running his job, which he talks about all the time, about his businesses? Is he going to come up on everything the REU is doing? Because isn't the REU going to have to spend money getting him up to speed?
Well, I have a hard time with this because you know that I have never supported this idea of committees and commissions and all these other things. I honestly believe that we're a republic form of government, and it's up to those people that we elect to take the time to find out what is involved in the decisions they're making. And if staff's going to spend time educating people, I believe it ought to be the five councilmen that are ultimately going to make the decisions that impact us. Having said that, there probably are exceptions. I can think of one is the Planning Commission. Obviously, you need someone else to look at those planning decisions, and so we have that Planning Commission that's appointed by the board or the city council. Maybe the Electric Commission is another one, and certainly since they put it into effect, we ought to give them time to finish their work. They've now studied and gotten themselves in a position where they've learned and they have some recommendations. It seems foolhardy to have wasted all that time and not allow them to complete their mission and act on the recommendations that they're coming up.
Well, I agree. You know, I think that at least until they keep them for another 6 months until everybody kind of at least kind of comes up on the step on these decisions, because this is REU that spent $600,000 on furniture from an out of town supplier and bought a $10 million building. I mean, does anybody really care about that? Oh, that's the only building we could find, and it's on Airport Road. What happens to customer service? I mean, these are just questions. And how about, okay, and I'm sure everybody knows we got to take a break here. Dr. Christy Davis is going to join us right after the break, is the fact that they returned the electricity off on a disabled veteran and his wife and two kids. Do people know about that? And, I mean, the outrage in the veterans community was just unbelievable. And so here's the question, you know, is it okay to give Barry Tippin a raise for $30,000 or $40,000 at the same time you turn the electricity off on a Friday at Christmas time on a veteran, a disabled veteran, Purple Heart veteran from the war?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you, and there's the things you need to talk to.
Well, and if the commission is going to be done away with, then the city council better start returning their phone calls and getting out there and looking into these things and finding out the answer to those questions.
Let's just talk about this. The pilot. This decision by the courts on that was in the paper yesterday, and Walt McNeil are trying to get him on Monday. The courts ruled against the city of Reading and REU. That's $6 million every year that REU puts into the city of Reading.
And the courts ruled against them.
That means that money that's in there may have to be paid back to the state, not to REU. And that means that REU keeps that money, which means rates could probably go down. But the other thing, that means another $5 million that doesn't go into the city of Reading coffers. That went into the general fund. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagle's Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah, welcome back. How about Chris Clark, Free Fire Radio. It's Thursday, 7:35 in the morning, 605-4567. Come on, get out there, get it out of your crawl, give us a call. 605-4567, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we have, what is it, 45 degrees out there? It's going to go up in like 70-something today. You know, what's going on with all this weather?
Heat wave.
Global warming. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by your friend Leonard down at Four Winds Jewelry.
Aha.
Yes,
I've been to visit Leonard.
Lately?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yes. Oh, look at that.
Wow. That's pretty.
That's pretty, yeah. You know, yeah. Leonard always has sales going on.
Oh, and he does a beautiful
job. And I tell you what, he's a sucker for a pretty face. And yeah, I'm just kidding. He's a good guy, and his associates, the ladies in there, are just outstanding. They all know their work.
Yes, they do.
They've got the, in fact, Linda's got to go down and pick up her her grandmother's watch that she had repaired down there by the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Leonard. And it has, like I said, sales going on all the time, estate jewelry that is just beautiful.
Beautiful turquoise collection. Great stuff.
Yeah, get him to open up the safe. There you can get into that stuff. And you want to buy something, you want to buy guys for Valentine's Day, go down there and talk to him. Tell him what your wife's like and he'll find you something. You want to get into the big, heavy stuff, and I've seen that stuff. Wow. If you got $100,000 to spend, he's got the jewelry for you, and he's gonna give you some deal.
He does.
And if you've got $1,000 or less to spend,
he's got some beautiful stuff for you.
Absolutely. No, it doesn't take a lot of money, but he's got something to meet up probably every pocket in this town easily. Four Winds Jewelry, yeah. Right across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay. I told you about that pilot program, and you didn't know about it. I was happy to hear that. I finally found something that
the pilot.
The pilot was the payment in lieu of taxes that the city lost on.
I didn't know they'd lost. I knew about the lawsuit.
Yeah. Well,
and I didn't. I was unaware that they had lost that. That's a big deal.
It is. The Rick Duvernay said the city was disappointed in the ruling and was in the process of evaluating its options. Well, every time they go on, when they contest it, and it goes next higher court, they lose again, and it costs even more money. The next step, they could actually
send it up to the higher court, but that seems like a waste. It's been pretty clear that they couldn't do that.
The case revolves around REU's payment in lieu of taxes. That's the pilot. The opinion.
Pilt.
Payment in lieu of taxes. Pilot. P-I-L-O-T. What'd you call it?
Pilt is what we always refer to. Pilt. Payment in lieu of taxes. It's pilt.
It's only if the of's not there.
Yeah.
Payment in lieu of taxes. No, pilot. Anyway.
Okay, whatever.
The opinion by the Third Appellate Court that they are a tax under the tax and fee limiting Proposition 26 may have implications for numerous municipal electrical agencies.
Yeah.
But this is a lot of money. This is like millions.
But, you know, the basic premise of that whole thing was that the simple fact that when they're collecting money for utilities, those are enterprise funds. And it's my understanding, it's always been the understanding, that enterprise funds can't be mixed. You can't take water that you collect from ratepayers for electricity or for sewer or for anything else and mix it, take the profit. Charge them, you're only supposed to charge them what it costs to deliver the service. And if you're making a profit, you can't peel a profit off and put it into your general fund. That's basically what they've been doing. And that's why everybody said you can't do that. And it all stemmed from when they made the raises on electric rates, claiming that they weren't collecting enough money to pay for the electricity. And then turn right around and transfer all this money to their general fund from the electricity funds. Can't do that. Never been able to use.
See that, and that's the thing, though. But now, see, what's worse is that the money that's paid into it, this fund, it could go back not to REU, but to the state.
And not it. Why? And I don't.
Because
I
that's
guess
some kind of weird thing. But we're going to find. Well, Cad's going to be here today. We're going to talk to him about that. But Walt McNeil, I'm trying to get Walt on for next Monday. See if we can get Walt on to talk about it. He's not here today or tomorrow. I mean, he's not
here. I would like to find out why it has to go back to the state as opposed to go back to the utility.
Well, but anyway, you look at it, even if wouldn't that be great if it went back to the utility? That would be super, and I'll tell you why. Then they have no reason to keep raising our rates.
Exactly.
And money would come back
in
there.
Which was the contention to begin with.
But plus the other thing, too, is that the $5 million that they pay in or $6 million they pay in every day into the general purpose fund or the general fund for the city would stay there, so that would keep your rates a little bit lower. But the worst part of that is that's $6 million now the city doesn't have.
That they've been using to pay for cops
right.
and roads and all kinds of other things, and now they're going to have to, boy, they're already short of money, don't have money for fire departments and police people, and now...
They move the money around. And see, this is the thing, the commission. You talk to people in the commission, like, you know, Marcus, who is like the vice chairman, and the young man that's in charge of it, you know, and then you have, actually, you've got money people in it, you know, CPAs
accountants,
and all that.
People that know what they're
they
doing.
They know what it is. You know, they tell you that the things they're finding has just really been extraordinary in the sense of the way they move money around here.
Yeah.
Reading Native says in the chat room, REU is a money laundering scheme. I don't know about that.
I like that term. That's kind of putting it exactly what it is. The whole idea of you have to go through a whole rate study when you do sewer fees or you do electric fees or water fees. You have to go through a complete rate study, and that's all you can charge to do that is what. That's what an enterprise fund is about. You're not supposed to be making a profit off of it. Obviously, they're making a profit if they can't transfer off that amount of money to the general fund out of what they're charging for electricity.
Well, they're charging, the fact is, I looked at my electricity bill this month, and even though I use 2,000 less BTUs or whatever they call them, my bill is still more than it was last year, much more. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, we have things turned off in the house. If we're in one section of the house, that's what we keep warm. The rest of it is just, you know, and we're gone a lot of times. So we just keep the temperature down. And we don't have a million lights in our house on the outside like Bob does for Christmas. When he lights up, when Bob turns on his Christmas lights, the space stations can see it. In fact, they have to put face shields on.
So is that right? Boy, yeah. They didn't have any problem with mine this year.
They didn't have any problem with mine either. They'd have a problem finding my place.
Exactly. I didn't do Christmas lights.
Right. One thing I would encourage people to do is, as the prices have come down, in areas of the house, start investing in the LED lighting, because with 20,000-hour life and they don't generate heat that you have to take care of. We've had them in the kitchen for 2 years now. And 600 watts worth of light for about 75 watts worth of usage makes a big difference. Our outdoor lights are all LED-based. Are they expensive to begin with? Yes, compared to incandescent. But over the lifespan, it makes a huge difference. And you're paying a fraction of the energy.
We're actually looking at that at the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson about getting an option to transfer all of our, because we have tons of fluorescent lighting in a facility that large.
Are those little lights that look like, you know,
no, they're not.
The little squeaky.
That's a compact fluorescent, and that's a dying technology.
Okay. Yeah, because they're hazardous.
Junk into the landfills and stuff like that, and they don't last that much longer than an incandescent.
Okay, so get the LEDs, even though that you have to double the amount of wattage you would need so you can see, right?
Absolutely not. A 20-watt LED is just as bright as a 100-watt standard bulb.
Nah.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are you reading something? Doug Craig's going to be on here next Friday, and too bad you're going to miss.
And
Doug Craig, the father or the leader of the global climate warming in the North State area, is going to be here. I'll be our guest here next Friday.
Really?
This man, well, you know, you question that, he will rip your throat out. Nicest guy in the world, but he will rip your throat out if you don't believe him.
And
global warming.
Whoa.
That's right.
The lumen output of a 20-watt LED is equivalent to a 100-watt incandescent,
okay,
but a fraction of the heat.
Okay, got it. All right, you're going to make me change. Maybe we have changed. Maybe things are changing. I just don't know about it. Hey, you know, speaking of the Frontier Senior Center, you all are doing a great thing here. You're really helping out with the first Women Veterans celebration, first annual New Year's relaxation celebration for the women veterans who served and served in the military. It's going to be at the Frontier Senior Center there in Anderson on Frontier Trail, and it's going to be the 31st of January. There's going to be so far like they're expecting 75 women there.
Perfect.
And starts at 9:30 in the morning, and it goes to 1:30, includes lunch. And this is a free lunch, except it's not really free because Jersey Mike Subs is putting this on. They are providing the food. What great people at no cost.
Perfect.
What great people they are.
They're going to have all kinds of activities down there. In fact, our line dancing instructor at the senior center volunteered to come and do some line dancing with
them. Well, they're going to do all types of things. It's going to be kind of a thank you to our women veterans. The other thing, too, is, like I say, is Wind River. Wind River is supporting this. They're paying for the rental of the Frontier Senior Center, who has, by the way, given us a great deal.
Exactly.
Because of this.
We believe, we're all about seniors, and certainly we love to support the veterans down in the Anderson community, so we're pleased to step forward and do that.
If you want to go to it, and if you're a woman veteran, you are invited. Give them a call at 916-737-8399, and that's Tracy. Or you can just check out the event.
It's difficult to read.
You can't read that. They've got it in purple there.
I know.
I don't think anybody can read that. Anyway, here, if you've got any questions, give us a call, 605-4565, and we'll help you out with it. We'll tell you where it's at, give you phone numbers and all that.
Because it is free to women's veterans, but you must be registered. So if you have not received notification in the mail about this and you are a woman veteran in the North State, please give us a call here at the radio station, get the information, and get registered. It's going to be a great event.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. We'll be right back.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called easy living.
And Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Reading plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, humankindness.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door.
Isn't that just some great times?
I suppose you want to bring us in on that. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Great music choices this morning.
It is. Bob, you're just outdoing yourself here. Okay, turn around and acknowledge what I said.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. It is 7:50 in the morning, 45 degrees out there today on the 22nd of January.
605-4567.
It's gone. Bob's letting it goodbye again. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. In the morning, you get that really nice, because it's 40, you get that nice cup of coffee, and in the afternoon, get that cold drink.
Exactly.
Because and they've got it all there at great, reasonable prices.
Yeah.
Walk next door, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there, Tobacco and Brew veterans always get discounts there. They support the veteran community down at Tobacco and Brew. And Joe and Shelley support our community in thousands of ways that are little known but much appreciated by the veteran community and those who are in need. Tobacco and Brew.
So, speaking of tobacco, did you see the front page of the paper this morning? I can't believe, number one, that made the top fold of the front of the page.
Of course it does.
Tobacco fight drags on. And we got D's and F's up in Shasta County because even though we were the first county to pass the ban on smoking in restaurants and public buildings, we still ain't got it right.
Guess what? Frankly, I think the war on tobacco or whatever this fight or the war, you know what? Let people make up their own minds.
Exactly.
You know, this whole thing is, you know what? You know, we've got a meth problem like you can't believe. If you took half the money that's being fought, you know, being used to, let's fight tobacco and use it on meth. How about finding jobs? How about retraining people for jobs up here? How about bringing jobs in? That's the other thing. Mark LaSalle is going to come in from EDC. You've got him coming in next week or the week after that, talking about all the things that are happening here. What about the businesses that are supposed to be coming into Stillwater, all that kind of stuff? The city council just voted to let the agency that's handling the sale of land out at Stillwater to extend them for a year. Okay. You know, they haven't sold anything yet. But I realize that big things, and Mark will explain this, that these guys are going to come in and spend, you know, if they're going to spend, a company is going to spend $105, $150 million, they take their time. They look at all kinds of things before they come out. And they don't make their mind up like, I'm going to buy that tomato today.
Well, that's exactly right. But that's another battle. It's out there. That was one of those things that was very contentious at the start of it. Is that really legitimately something that the government expends their money building, or is that just private enterprise from the get-go? Why was that amount of money, government taxpayer money, spent to develop a piece of land for private business?
Well, they felt like that money could be used because all these companies were going to come in and have jobs and all that. They were providing an atmosphere and a place for businesses to come to. They wanted it to be business friendly, and we had no place like that. I mean, I can kind of understand that, but what I don't understand is the problem with us getting it here. You know, when you talk about, you know, oh, yeah, people are looking at – but they're also looking at other places. Well, if they're looking at California to put a business in, I mean, to spend $200 million in or more, and then they look at Nevada, and there's no state income taxes. Taxes are completely different. I mean, it's just as hard to start a business
other
in California.
Other communities
like that.
Start – industrial parks and just kind of zone the property in that direction, put in some basic infrastructure, and then private enterprise comes in
and
they fill those up. We have two of them down in the city of Anderson that are quite successful. You know, the Oak area started in the county and then was annexed by the city of Anderson, and they have a tax exchange agreement where that money is shared. And you know what? That was all private money that built that, and the taxpayers didn't pay for Oxyoke Industrial Park.
Well, you know what? Anderson's business-friendly down there.
Yeah.
Anderson makes some good decisions.
I think. I'm just saying
The courthouse didn't go down there. I mean, they were pushing on that one real hard.
And guess what? Yeah. If it had gone down there, we'd have a new courthouse as we speak.
That's true.
And guess what? We don't have one now. Or any sign that it's going to happen anytime in the near future.
You know, talking about prices.
Missed opportunity.
You know, I haven't even gotten into things like the utility panel, the major rulings, marijuana rulings on hold, the crime. You know, everybody ran on, you know, fixing crime here. Even Francie did. And so what's the first thing they do? They find out it's going to take 6 months for a report to be done. It costs $90,000. I'm sorry. I mean, where was the outrage on this? And when they said, we're really in for crime, but it's going to be 6 months. And then the
fire. And we don't know what the problem is?
We know what the problem is, guys. And then here's the other thing. They bring the fire department in on this as part of this, I guess, public safety thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take, since 87 or 89% of the fire, when they roll, medical calls, why don't we do something about that? Our firemen are needed to go into those burning houses. I love those guys. Those guys are loved by everybody except police. Police say, wait a minute, we do just like they do, but people love firemen. They don't like us. Well, you know, the firemen
like
come in,
too.
They pick you up, they take you outside.
I like
you know,
cops.
They give you a little, you know, mouth to mouth. Cops come in and they hit you with clubs.
Well, I like cops. I mean, they
all
do
like
their
cops.
Job.
I like cops.
I don't like this atmosphere. That's in the United States now about being down on cops. They're doing their job. Leave them alone.
Here's the other thing. American Sniper. As long as we got a couple minutes left here. American Sniper. It's not the movie itself that's under attack. It's Chris Kyle that they've got him. He's murdering people. He murdered people. No, he didn't.
He did
not walk down the street of Reading and shoot somebody in the face. He didn't do that. He was in combat and he was killing the enemy. And God forbid that somebody calls the enemy savages or that they're evil. And unless you've been out there and seen what they do, unless you've been there, you've got no right to say anything. Are they savages? No, just no more than anybody. But this is a war.
That
this is a war. Are
it
they evil?
Right.
Yes, there is evil out there. There is evil out there. When you slap your kids around, when you punch your wife, when you cut fingers off, when you cut heads off, this is evil. This is evil. This is not just bad. This is evil. And so this man's fighting a war that you have sent him to. Yeah, that's right, you. And that was, you know, no matter what they said, Hillary voted for it. They all voted for it.
Yes, they did.
And so he goes to war, and he's very proficient at what he does.
But
look at the people
that are down
Michael
on him,
Moore.
And I can't believe that they're – Michael Moore. I mean, are you kidding? And we're going to take anything he says seriously and condemn the actions of – but, again –
what they call him, he was a Crisco-sweating socialist.
Well, but the sad part of it is, I mean, we had congressmen and we had important people who said, you know, when those veterans come back here, we got to watch them.
I know. Oh, that was our Homeland Security there.
Yeah,
under Obama.
Yeah,
under Obama. Yeah.
Yes, anyway. We got to watch these.
Yes. Reading Native Rights. I saw American Sniper a couple of days ago. The reaction at the end of the film was powerful. You could have heard a pin drop. No applause, no talking. People left the theater without saying a word. That is exactly what it was when I went to it. There wasn't a word when people walked out.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking
forward to it. Well, I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but it doesn't end like people think it does. But the way it ends, and it's Eastwood, so powerful. If for nothing else, He deserves an award for that. Mm. Eastwood, who wasn't even nominated, and we know why. He's a conservative old white guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He was against Obama.
Who speaks his mind?
Who said Obama's like talking to an empty chair, and it's right.
Oh, that was the best thing. Yeah, that was still the best portrayal. I loved it.
Anyway, the American people are voting for who's best picture.
Yeah.
With their dollars.
Yes, they are. They are. And, you know, that's interesting because there's been a couple of times when the left came out really strong about things, and the quiet, conservative American population just got up and voted with their feet and their dollars.
The whole thing is look where all these ones are nominated for Best Picture. Some of the people haven't even heard of them. Anyway, got to run. Gary Tad's going to join us right after the break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers from all across the country are gathered here in Washington today.
For the 42nd consecutive year, pro-lifers are rallying in the nation's capital in protest of legalized abortion. This year's theme is Every Life is a Gift. Religious and political leaders will speak at a noontime rally here on the National Mall before marching to the Supreme Court. Harsh weather is often a challenge for this annual pro-life gathering, but not today. It's sunny with temperatures approaching 40 degrees. Greg Clugston, SRN News, at the March for Life in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, today on Capitol Hill, the House expected to once again pass a bill that would prohibit taxpayer funding for abortions.
The measure substituted after Republican women rebelled against another bill that would have prohibited abortion after 20 weeks. New Jersey's Chris Smith says this bill codifies provisions of the Hyde Amendment.
We know the Hyde Amendment has probably saved at least a million lives. Children who are on soccer fields today.
New York's Louise Slaughter says abortion is a personal decision.
A woman's actions regarding her own reproductive health should include anyone she deems appropriate, not the politicians in Washington or state capitals scoring political points off her health care.
Action on the bill meant to coincide with the annual March for Life.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. California public health officials say unvaccinated people and children too young to be immunized against measles should avoid Disneyland after new infections were linked to the theme park. But County Health Officer Dr. Eric Handler stresses to KNBC-TV that for most people, the park is safe.
The risk going to Disneyland is low risk. It is safe to go to Disneyland. If you have your vaccinations, you're protected.
Things are booming right now for the Dow on Wall Street. It's up 150 points. And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week from a 7-month high.
The Labor Department says jobless claims declined by 10,000 to a seasonally adjusted 307,000. That reversed most of the previous week's increase, which had increased claims to their highest level since early June of last year. The less volatile 4-week average increased by 6,500 to 306,500, placing it above the 300,000 mark for the first time since September of 2014.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. A new report says that Macau outperformed the rest of the world's major cities economically last year. Macau has enjoyed a tourism boom due in large part to more than 30 casinos there. Cities in the developing world dominated the top of the annual economic rankings of 300 cities put together by the Brookings Institution and J.P. Morgan Chase. Only 3 U.S. cities made it into the top 50. This is SRN News. Officials in Newtown, Connecticut have voted to tear down the home where murderer Adam Lanza lived before he carried out his 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The Lanza house will be razed once winter is over. The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee unanimously approving a bill to strengthen efforts to prevent suicides among military veterans.
The committee voted 15-0 for the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention for American Veterans Act. The bill is named after a Marine Corps veteran who took his own life after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. Committee Chairman Senator Johnny Isaacson said in a statement, "When you have 8,000 veterans a year committing suicide, which is more veterans than have died in all of Iraq and all of Afghanistan since we've been fighting, then you have a serious problem." The legislation calls for independent evaluations of suicide prevention programs in the Veterans Affairs and Defense Departments.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, January the 22nd. Good morning. 2015. We've lost January here. I'm here with Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got a lot of people in our chat room, talking about everything. So good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high near 67 degrees and a low this evening of only 46. Mostly sunny with a high around 72 and sunny forever. Sunny on Saturday, 78 degrees. My goodness, it's going to get up into the 80s before we know it. It's a spring already.
It's 80 this, it's going to be 80 yeah. this weekend. I think I got things blooming, and I'm looking at them. I run over and I throw ice on them.
Exactly. You know? Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated,
they, sure
they give senior and veterans discounts. And you can reach them at 365-3793.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about Owens Pharmacy Arts. Locally owned, locally operated. I tell you what, here's a success story is Owens Pharmacy and why. It's because of customer service, and they give great service. One of the things they've just come up with is called MedSync. If you've got one prescription or several prescriptions, it makes no difference what your age is. I mean, it's just you can have these prescriptions. And you know what kind of be a hassle having to call and trying to keep them all straight? You know, I've got this one, I've got this one, I've got this one. And then what they've done is they've created MedSync, where all of the prescriptions come due on the same day. One phone call, one trip down, and here's really a great thing. You can't make the trip. Owens delivers your prescriptions to you for free. That's right, for free. Not only that, but their pharmacists are kind of like that last line. They know what kind, they are your pharmacists. They know what kind of medicine you're taking. They know if they see a prescription that's different, like say you're, you know, you maybe you saw a specialist and you get something. They know how that medicine reacts to the things you're taking already. Maybe there was a misprint, something. They're there to catch that. They're going to call the doctor. They're going to call you. Can't do any better than that. Owens Pharmacy, six of them right here in the city of Reading. Most locations are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Give them a check. And the one on Court Street does compounds, and that's really important. They make their own compounds where you can just apply it topically on you to help things in pain and all this. All of this from Owens Pharmacy. You know how warm it is here?
It's warm.
You know, let me tell you how warm it is. It's so warm that Gary Cadd, our next guest, has come in here with a T-shirt on, shorts, running shoes, and the T-shirt says, "I'm so alone,"
says the Lone Ranger.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, good morning, Gary.
Hey, let me read you. Let me read you something here that Barry Tippin sent out to some people on Wednesday, which was yesterday, and he sent it to people
the
on
day the, after the city
the day
council
after
meeting.
The city council meeting to the members of the. The Reading Electric Utility Committee. As you know, as you're certainly aware of by now, the City Council voted last night to discontinue the use of the EUC. This was done by an adoption of an ordinance rescinding the current ordinance that created the EUC. A second reading will be required at the next council meeting. I want to express my sincerest gratitude to you for the time and effort you put into the commission. I appreciate the viewpoints you brought and the support you demonstrated toward REU. I hope I will be able to work with each of you in the future. Well, Does Barry know something that we don't know? That they, I mean, don't they have to vote again? Has Barry been told that, hey, don't worry, Barry. We're going to vote. We know how we're going. Well, you know what? Frankly, you know, if you're using...
It is a foregone conclusion.
It is a foregone conclusion.
However.
At least wait until they vote.
There is a requirement that they do a second vote and a reading and all that sort of thing. So he is... That email is, I would say, a bit
premature.
Premature.
Well, you know, Barry likes to get out in front.
Yeah. So. Get, be done with this. You got it.
You know what, guys? And don't call me. But P.S. Don't call me anymore. You know what? I'm spending an hour of my time a month talking to you guys. It's costing the city $49,000 last year.
$45,000.
And that's out of 100 what? How big is the utility budget?
$165 million,
$45,000. You know what? When Barry, I tell you what, it costs more for Barry Tippin to go to the bathroom during a year than it does if it does probably to talk to these guys. I mean, if you count, he goes to the bathroom. I mean, just like anybody else. But if you count all the time. And you count how much money he makes there. I mean, I'm not sure how much he makes, but, you know, you just count the times. And say he goes to the bathroom twice
that's
a day,
great,
and it's like 5 or 10 minutes. You know, say he spends 5 minutes a day in the bathroom or, you know, like changing clothes or something. You know what? If you add all that up, that's $45,000. I mean, if you think about it.
Gosh,
did you bring that up, Gary? Did you bring that up that Gary Tippin going to the bathroom
not.
At REU probably costs more than
not.
The EUC?
Actually, I did not.
You know what? And if it was, you know, and no offense, but if it was a woman, it'd be more. Just because you all look at yourselves in the mirror and all this stuff.
Well, you know the thing that bugged me a little bit about the
I'm sorry, but it's true. $45,000 out of $165 million, that's the reason?
Again, I will repeat, Gary, that, you know, I'm not generally one that likes committees and commissions and those things.
Me too.
But, I mean, I'm really not. I think that is the job of the city council to do those things that they're elected to
it
do.
Is.
Having said that, you already have this commission. You've invested money to educate them. At least let them finish the recommendations that they've started to come forward with. They have some things. At least let them finish their job instead of just having wasted a year and a half.
And the other thing, too, and Brent Weaver's right, you know, and I'm with you because I have seen the city council throw a committee out there to rescue them because they didn't want to make the decision.
And that's what they use the committee for.
And they do that. Well, this is a chance here, and Brent's right. It is, you know, and we're talking, it's a republic. I elected Brent Weaver. When I say I am speaking the royal I. I should say we elected Brent Weaver. We elected Francie Sullivan. We elected Kristen Schrader. And we elected Gary Cadd and Francie to make these decisions. On the other hand, it's taken these guys who are pretty bright 16 months to come up on the step with this stuff on the REU.
And that's all they're working on is REU, not
and
all the rest of the issues.
How long is it going to take Kristen and Brent to come up on the step with this? I mean, because Brent's got several businesses he has to do. I mean, he doesn't get paid for being a city councilman, so I can understand if he's he's got a meeting with Tippin to talk about this or what somebody, or they give him 1,000 things to read. At the same time, he's trying to make a living for his family and himself. So why not use the experience that's here at least for 6 months? That's what I would think. Is you know what? I want to use the experience you guys have gained. Give us a report. Let us take a look at it. I mean, the whole thing is just smacks of taking the public away from anything down there.
Well, one thing that is coming up this year is we're moving into a budget cycle again, and the commission is up to speed. They've done their studying, and they have a pretty good handle on what REU does. And in the process of doing that, we've got a budget coming up, and the commission wants to look into the budget. And I have a feeling that staff didn't want to look into the budget, and that's the reason why we're moving.
You think that's it? Is there something about the budget? What's about
well,
the budget?
I don't know.
I mean, I bet there is. If you've got the pilot thing that's just failed, and it's good. There's going to be a decision about somebody's money is going someplace.
Well, and the rebate money that the city's been using over the years that could go to individuals in town to help them improve their homes. I mean, there's quite a number of things to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really come in this morning thinking totally about what they would be looking at, but there's quite a number of things.
A lot of things going on there. Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. Kay, good morning.
Carl, hi Trish.
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Kay.
And thank you for representing us on the city council, Gary.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
We're behind you.
Okay. It's good to look back and see somebody back there.
Right. I was wondering, is it possible to have a breakdown on the $45,000 that they say it costs? Did those people on the commission have, were they paid stipends or anything?
No, that's just staff time.
Or was
time.
It for the city?
No, the $45,000 that's paid is for staff and the work that they've done to answering the questions of the commission or giving them different reports so the commission members understand better what the utility does.
Well, you know something? If they weren't paying them, if they weren't, those people were asking questions. Those are questions that the city council should be asking of them.
Well, you're right. And the thing with it is, like when I was first on the council back in December of 12, Barry Tippin and I met. I think we met for a couple of hours every 2 weeks. It finally got to the point with all the other issues that I had to take care of with the council that we stopped meeting. I just didn't have the time.
That's what I'm thinking. You don't have the time to do that.
Yeah,
well, and the thing of it is that there's a lot of people in Redding who come from other places who were born and raised here, went away to school, and worked other places and are very talented, and they know things that some of the people on city council don't know, and they're not expected to know.
Well, in the city council, back in October of 2012, during that campaign, one of the present city council members made the statement that council doesn't have the wherewithal to study REU and really understand all the issues. Now, the council is the governing body,
right.
But that comment was that the council really doesn't have the knowledge to be able to really run an enterprise such as that. So I got on trying to learn that, and it's just so overwhelming that I just –
I think it's like anything in government or anything like this. We got to take a break. Kay, thanks a lot for the call. Is that there are so many – you know, maybe at one time a city council and all this could have done it. But this is an unpaid city council. This is a city council who has other jobs. Three of you don't. Four of you don't. I mean, Missy doesn't work. I mean, I don't mean this badly.
Yeah,
but
no,
Francie's
no,
retired. Missy's retired. I'm not sure about Kristen. You're retired. That's four out of five. I'm not sure. Kristen, I think she still works with her husband. But it's not something that, you know, and I don't know enough about it to say anything. But Francie, I don't think is – I think she's retired. I'm not sure about Missy. I think Missy's retired, and you're retired. Three out of the five. So you've got more time. If you don't have more time, you can't even begin to catch up on this stuff. It, you know, when it takes some really bright people – and I know the people on the commission, Adam McElvain and Marcus and Mike and several others. It takes them this long to come up on this kind of – you know, to come up with this. You're not going to catch – you know, you're not going to get the nuances in a week. We'll be right back. Our guest is Redding City Councilman Gary the Lone Ranger Cad. We'll be right back.
Calendar for the 66th annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this 3-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Get me on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's going to be on tonight at 6 o'clock on the spot with Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 here for Free Fire Radio. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming and how we're on chat room. 45 degrees today. Weather reports always brought by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River. And let me tell you, Valentine's Day. We're talking Valentine's Day out at Wind River. Linda singing, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. She was down there yesterday, and she's going to tell you about the spa they have down at Wind River. She said it is absolutely fabulous.
Hmm.
I mean, she said fabulous in the hotel there. She said, and Linda's been in, we've been in spas everywhere, or she has. I am, go walk around the spa. She said this was just fabulous, and she's going to talk about it. I mean, her voice was like 2 octaves lower. She was so relaxed. When I talked to her on the phone. I mean, this is how good it is. But anyway, going back to in the Elements Lounge on Valentine's Day, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds with Lou White are going to be entertaining there from 6 to 8. Of course, great dinner. I understand there's steak and lobster that night.
Whoa.
They've got bands after – when Linda finishes at 8 at 9:30, another band comes in. But Linda's show is almost sold out. There's only 3 tables left. And so if you want to get down there and join us, because we're going to be a great time. They've got great deals going on down there. You can spend the night. You can get, you get food vouchers. You get all types of things. But you need to call 243-3377, 243-3377, and ask for Elements Lounge. Say you want to be there with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. And you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We always have a great time.
Marvelous. And for those of you out there who have not been to one of Linda Bott and the Bluebirds shows, it's a real treat.
It's not only that, but it's the way Wind River has taken this on. I mean, they build the place, so that it's, that's so nice to come into, and no smoking anymore. I mean, if that bothers you and all that. And the service is good and the food's very, very good. And let me tell you, Gary Hayward takes a personal interest in that place. Mm-hmm. A personal interest. I mean, he's had employees up there explaining why maybe something happened. Because, you know, Gary looks at the bottom, you know, he looks at the bottom line and he looks at how things are run. He looks at things for making people happy. This guy is great. Okay. By the way, Walt McNeil will be with us on Monday at 8 p.m. on the 26th. Walt McNeil, who just won this, who's winning, in the process of winning this lawsuit against the city about the pilot payment in lieu of taxes funds. So we're going to talk to him about what's happening with this and what the impact on the city is. But we've got Gary Cadd with us here today, Reading City Councilman, and we're going to talk about a number of things. But I know that let's just finish up the EUC for the the commission mm-hmm. on the utilities
and the vote that was taken and
votes been taken once. They've got to vote again. But Barry Tippin's already said goodbye to everybody, and then put everybody on.
And
you
Gary
know,
just
on that
brought up something else yeah. that just. It's just really interesting. I'm sorry to hear that this kind of stuff is going on at the Reading City Council.
Well, the thing with it is this is coming from the clerk's office, and I by no means blame the clerk's office for this. What I'm going to read here,
right.
But there's been a change to the action agenda, and it was. The moving force behind it was Kristen Schrader, and the reason I say that is she said it in open session last Tuesday night. But the concerning the EU, the EUC, the action, the City Council voted not to eliminate the EUC and direct staff to provide additional information clarification regarding the roles and responsibilities of the EUC.
Okay, that so was to be clear, original, that was how she printed her minutes to begin with.
Right. That's okay. The original motion. And
before it, the minutes came to the City Council to be approved.
Well, they haven't been approved yet. See, they weren't on the agenda the other night. But they've been changed. And now they read, the City Council voted not to take action to eliminate the EUC and direct staff to provide additional clarification and responsibilities. The problem with it is we did, and if folks go back and listen to the December 16th video, I even made an amended motion just to bring out the information to make sure that the motion was clearly understood by the five council members and by the clerk. And I asked the clerk, I said, we're not voting to eliminate REU. We're voting to bring additional information. And the clerk said, yes, you're right. Well, see, that's been changed now. Don't blame the clerk's office on this one. The clerk's office was instructed.
Can one person just go down and change the minutes?
Here's the point. When you have a meeting, then it's the clerk's minutes that are presented for approval or disapproval by the board, at which time they can be amended. Mm-hmm. But an individual cannot say, well, that's not what I meant, and go in and have the clerk change.
After the vote.
Yes. The minutes have to be brought, and then if you all agree that the minutes are not accurate, that they don't reflect what happened, then they can be changed. But you can't have the minutes changed to reflect what you meant, not what you said.
Well, see, the thing.
And that's what she's done.
Yeah. And the thing with it is I brought it up because the resolution or the ordinance to remove the commission should not have been considered at this last meeting because it wasn't what staff was instructed to bring back to this last meeting. Now, they could agendize it for the next meeting coming yes. forward, and we'd have the same result. We'd be doing away with the commission. But to follow rules the way the rules should be followed, this should not have happened.
Well, exactly, because, you know, it's a tricky situation with these minutes. Sometimes you say things that perhaps that isn't what you meant, but if you said it, that is what you said. And you can't change what you said just because it wasn't what you meant.
Yeah.
You can, as you say, correct it in the next minute in a meeting, but going in and having the clerk change the minutes before they've ever been presented for approval, that's just not, that can't be done. It's not proper.
It was, and when Kristen's like, we can ask her about that. Maybe Kristen would just say, I didn't know that, which is possible, because she's new.
Yeah.
But somebody should have told her you can't do that. This one I really want to get into. I'm going to take a break first because it's going to take a while. And that's this thing that Francie Sullivan, and I don't know what it is about, and I'm not know if it's just Francie or where this is coming from because I know, you know, Francie's a liberal Democrat, but she's got to bring this thing up that you can only bring up something on the agenda if the majority of the city council agrees on it. In other words, a city councilman who finds something says, hey, I'd like to talk about this, put this on the agenda. Unless you get a majority to agree with that, and it's three of them, even if two of them want to put it on, it's not going to even make it on the agenda. I want to see if that if was that true, was that was said, and I want to talk about that when we get back. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. And by the way, Missy MacArthur's going to be on next week, then and Brent's going to be on the week after that, and we're going to have we'll get Francie on, and we're going to get Kristen on too. And, you know, just all talk about this and then, you know, work our way through the supervisors as the year starts to see what's going on with this. Because a lot of questions that people have, I think, especially about crime and what's going on with that. Anyway, we'll be right back. Our guest, Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd, Trish Clark, the one who instigates all of this, is with me.
Part of the ocean, the head of the trail, where I'm going. So far away.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It's Thursday, the 22nd of January. 45 degrees out there today, going up in the, the low 70s today.
Yes.
And, you know, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We have people saying in there that I have had ferns that died back every year for over 35 years. This year, they have not died. And others are saying, I've got things blooming in my yard. What's going on? And, you know, well, it's called global warming. I'm sold now. I'm sold. It's global warming.
I would point out that Yosemite Valley was carved by glaciers.
there are no glaciers and haven't been for about 30,000 years. And at the time, I don't believe there were any SUVs, power plants, or anything of the sort that caused the glaciers to recede. Therefore, the climate changed.
Well, that's what I said. I'm into climate change and global warming. And I'm also into global cooling, if that's what it is, too. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. That's where I get my haircut. It's the Cheers of barbershops. It is, you know what? You're not going to find a better place in town to get your haircut, man. I mean that. Take your little man child down there, too, and have his haircut. Grow up with men in the barbershop. Watch baseball on the TV. Look at those heads on the wall. Read Car and Track, National Geographic, like we all did.
It's
an experience. It is. It's not just a haircut. It's the total experience of getting a haircut, including shaving around your ears. Yeah, and on your neck. I mean, how cool is that? Cypress Girl Barbershop. All right, Gary Cadd's our guest. Now, this is the one that I talked about right before the break. Francie brought up something that said, and I guess it's what, issue 12 or agenda rule 12, is that unless the majority of the council wants to hear something, it will not be put on the agenda. Is that right?
That's my understanding.
So if you are correct, and if that's your understanding, if that's true, that means three people on the council say, yes, I think we should talk about this. Let's agendize this. The other two who are just sitting there, who maybe brought it up, said, yeah, I this is what I'd like to bring up. Three of them could say, no, we don't want that one because we just don't want to listen to that. We don't think the public should hear this. They can keep that from happening, which in turn, if they do that, that means that if they wanted to, that not a word that the two says, not one item would ever get on the agenda.
This is correct. Yeah, Missy MacArthur brought forward number 12 here, mm-hmm, a year or so ago. And we've been running.
Is that because she hated Patrick Jones that much?
Could be.
Okay. No, I mean, she really dislikes Patrick Jones at all.
Well, she dislikes me also. So it's, you know.
But you know, we the people elect each and every one of you, yeah, to represent us. It seems to me that the other people that we elect not to be able to control what.
Because that disenfranchises. It's the same argument people have up here is that we vote, but if, you know, how many people voted for you? 10,000?
15,000.
15,000 people voted for Gary Cadd. If they do that, and then you add up the ones that voted for Patrick Jones too, or anybody, Brent Weaver. Say that Brent and you wanted to bring something up. If Chrissy, or Kristen and Missy and Francie, you know, it sounds like a kick line in the conga room, doesn't it? if they didn't want to hear it, they would never have it on the agenda.
That's true.
I think
I can't believe that's happening.
There's been different times when I've gone into to Mr. Starman and asked to have something put on the agenda, and well, Gary, it's going to take three votes to get that issue put on the agenda. Then other times I can just put something on the agenda. So it depends upon what staff wants to put on the agenda.
Well, wait a minute. How can Kurt Starman control what the agenda is, first of all?
Well, he's the city manager. That's his job.
He's the city manager.
Yeah, but if three of you voted, you could fire him tomorrow, right?
Yes, we could.
Okay. So, I mean, if... To me, it seems like this. I don't agree with everything you said, Gary. I don't agree with everything Francie said. I mean, but it seems to me, but I think that at least your viewpoint, you're elected. We've elected you guys to make these decisions. At least you ought to do is be able to hear it.
Well, we're all supposed to have the equal voice.
One would think.
I find that strange.
Yeah.
I find it disappointing. That it's come to the path that we're spending time by our elected officials worrying about what somebody else puts on the agenda. If there's something that an elected wants to talk about, why not just let them talk about it? Why go through all this process of coming up with rules
to keep people
from doing what they were elected to do?
It makes no sense.
I mean, that's a waste of time.
I don't understand.
I mean, certainly there are important things they could deal with, like perhaps cutting the 90 days it's going to take to find out what to do about law enforcement.
Well, no, if it takes 90 days.
It's not 90 days.
Well 90 see, days to come back see, with a report. Or
all right,
no, no, it's, no. It's $90,000 for a six to 8 month report. Is that right?
Correct.
Now, let me ask a question. Let's just flip into that one.
Go ahead.
What the hell is going on there? You know, Brent and Francie and Kristen all ran, as did all of you, on fighting crime here. We're up to our butt in bad guys. Everybody knows it. Everybody says it. Everybody talks about it.
But wait, we're going to wait about 6 to 9 months
what
to
is
wait
this
to
thing
take care
about?
Of it.
Why is it going to take that long?
Get a report by a consultant to, yeah. to what?
And what happens in between, Gary? You're a city councilman. What are you going to do in between?
Well, when
Gary
when
doesn't,
April
Gary
LaFrance,
can't do anything about it because he needs three other people to agree with.
What are you going
to
do about it?
What I've already started trying to do something about it. When April LaFrance came before the council on December 15th, I mentioned that we should take some money out of the general fund reserve account because there's more in there than what we're really supposed to keep in there.
Right.
So we could take $1 million out of there and start putting some of the Chief Paletti's action plan, some of that together. No, well, we can't do that because we might hire somebody. We have to have ongoing money to hire somebody. There's other issues that we can take care of. There's a lot of things that we can be doing. At the last city council meeting when this came up, I mentioned again, we need to take some money out of that reserve account and start putting it into public safety. There's issues that we can do. I didn't come up with any this, you know, itemize them, but there's lists of things we can do. And I was told, no, we can't do that. We have to wait. Why are we waiting? Carl, you just said it. We're up. It's like being up to your waist in alligators and forgetting
Brent
to
Weaver,
drain the pond.
Brent Weaver's going to be here on the 3rd of February, week after next. Brent, and I believe Brent was just up to here with crime.
Mm-hmm.
He promised. He said this was going to happen. The first time he brought it up, Francie slapped him by saying, oh, no, you know, we need to put this in with our strategic planning. So now Gary, Kurt comes up with we're going to put it all together. It's going to be police and
fire.
And the sheriff and fire. And it's going to take us 8 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, 6 to 8 months. That's what he said for $90,000. The point is Brent, Gary, Francie, Kristen, aren't you all you know, it's kind of like, have you all walked down the streets lately?
Well, but besides, you've hired people. You've hired a police chief. You've got fire chief. You've got these people. I bet they know what to do. And if you've got the money in reserve, you don't want to be waiting 9 months to do it. You want to start doing something now.
Correct.
I mean, I'll go back again to what the city of Anderson did. You know, they voted that tax in before they ever realized that tax. They authorized the police department to start hiring people doing what they're doing.
Well,
and before they didn't wait 6 months to come up with a plan and a plan of attack and blah, blah, blah. Before they ever got the money, they started doing the things that make
us safe. One thing in mind. I'm going to, if the tax comes up, I'll vote for it because people deserve the right to vote on their taxes.
Right.
So
that's
I will
true.
Be in favor of putting it on the agenda, on the ballot, like I did last time. But keep something in mind. All the money that's going to be coming in does not have to go to public safety.
No, it's,
if you have a 50% plus
one understood.
Vote. And they can put it in
that's
the,
how it
in
was
the general
in, and
fund.
And that's how it was in the city of Anderson. But the city of Anderson people voted it in and trust the city council and the police department to do what's right. The other thing is, if they don't do that, you can throw them out of office.
In 4 years.
You don't have to wait 4 years. You can recall them.
That's true. Okay, let's go to the lines. Terry, good morning.
Wow. Good rant, guys, but that's all it is. We're we the people. I agree with you. We're we the people. But we don't have public comment where it needs to be. We have a problem with crime that's only going to get worse. We have Sheriff Pasinko coming in to the Tea Party next week. We're going to have a bit of a town hall there on Monday night so we can discuss these things. Every time the county cuts money, they cut 10% off of everything. And they're supposed to be, as the city, public safety should be number one. We have a situation, we have a brand new police station being built. Okay, but we can't protect ourselves from the crime. We're going to have several thousand new people released in California. I don't know how many of those are going to get. You can't walk on the streets. Those guys did come on crime, and frankly, the radio stations and some of the questions you guys have asked have been very, very softball. I mean, really and truly, we have all kinds of things, no transparency. The city manager, the city council, is subject to him. We all know that. I mean, we can rant and throw a little tantrum, but we really aren't we the people. Francie Sullivan isn't allowing a councilman to go ahead and bring something up unless it's the majority. there. I mean, this county and this city, I have never seen anything like it. I would submit to you, we travel to at least 25 counties. There's nothing like this anywhere else. And we can all beat our chest and say, gosh, you know, this is really a bad thing. These guys just aren't really listening to the people. Really and truly, Brett Weaver runs on this, and now he's waiting. And I remember distinctly his comment was, well, you know, gosh, you know, I resent the fact that I've never dealt with unions before and that I'm new. I know what to do in this thing. And I would submit to you that the media is giving every kind of excuse in the world to these folks. And it's time that we stop. So really, you know, between the three of you, what do you do? And in Gary's defense, if he's one guy against four, you never win that battle. You just don't win that battle. He has to do the things that he thinks is best and compromise where he can. I mean, to even, and I'm not saying this because I think Gary's a good man, which he is, but I mean, you need to ask the other people, Carl. You need to ask Francie, and you need to ask questions that are more pointed. You need to ask questions that are frank, polite, and respectful. But really and truly, this isn't about whether it's Coke or Pepsi. And if you guys don't see what's going on, and the people out there don't see what's going on in this city and this county, then there's something really, really wrong with it.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, I think the level of frustration that everybody's feeling, I continue to question, and I like all the members of the city council. This is nothing personal. For any, I'm friends with everybody on the council. I don't know Ms. Frater. I don't know her well. But the rest of the people on the council, I'm acquainted with them, and I like all of them. Having said that, I wish they'd stop spending so much time trying to keep information off of the agenda and away from the people.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Reading City Councilman Gary Kapp.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed.
Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California, 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here today. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 45 degrees out there. Any type of heating or cooling systems Alliance Heating and Air can handle. If you've got an emergency, they're going to treat you like family. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if that's what it takes to get you taken care of. Guarantees, warranties, they can work on any kind of model. And they've been in business, like I said, for 20 years here. And we use Alliance Heating and Air, and we're so very, very happy with it. With them and with Martin, the owner, and all of his people there, just strictly professional, and they know what they're doing. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's 221-2642. Give them a call. We're here with Redding City Councilman Gary Catt. I'm going to ask you some pointed questions here.
Shoot.
Go for it, Carl. Jump right in.
Hey, what's going on with the marijuana ruling? They said they put that on hold.
Until the federal government do something about it.
That can take years.
That's never going to happen. But I'd like to point out what you said about the reason they didn't want to do it, because they didn't want to listen to all the people about it.
Well, that was Councilmember MacArthur made the statement that the county had to go through 6 hours of testimony, people coming in and talking, that she didn't want to have to go through that dog and pony show again. And I made the statement, heck, I'd be here all night if that's what it's going to take to take an issue. But I've had people come to me over the years, and especially the last 2 years since I've been on the council, with the smell and with the problems, and there's several people.
I live
people,
next door to it. It's a mess.
Well,
there's
several people have told me. They just said, well, we have neighbors. They're nice neighbors, but they do grow the marijuana in the backyard. We can't turn our whole house fan on at night, you know, to cool the attic down, to cool the house down.
Oh, you can't. You can't leave your garage door open. You can't open your bedroom windows.
We've had businesses move when we had the collectives out.
Right.
Business had to move because just the smell.
Well, one of the people told me, he says, Gary, we're really worried because our neighbor, who's a nice guy, I mean, we do know our neighbor, he sleeps with his marijuana while it's growing in the summertime. Every night he sleeps on a cot out in the yard with his pistol with him. So in case, because he got ripped off one time, somebody stole all his plants. All right, so he sleeps out there. And they said, we're just scared to death that somebody's going to come into his yard and confront him, and bullets will start flying. So we're going to have a situation, and I don't know whether this is just one guy in town or quite a number.
This was rampant, and I remember when I was on the city council, or on the board of supervisors, we dealt with this then. That's why we ended up where we did in the county, because this is a matter of private property rights, and mm-hmm. your rights are fine as long as you're not impacting on your neighbors. But trust me, if you've got somebody in a residential area that's growing marijuana in their backyard, that's an impact on you and your private property rights. Mm-hmm. And if somebody does want to come and steal it, there's every chance those people are going to come in your yard. Mm-hmm. And that's not something you want going on in your neighborhood.
Well, in January of 2013, when I first took my seat on the council, I asked for a meeting with Mr. Duvernay and Mr. Starman. And I wanted to start working on this issue at that time. And I was told, well, we need to set back. We need to wait. Things are changing. There's a couple of court cases, and the county's going to do something. So we've waited around till now, which is 2 years later, and I'm getting more and more people saying, Gary, bring something
up.
If they're moving them out of the county, that means that they can grow right here in town. Then.
Well,
right?
Is that right? Left. My wife and I went to Sacramento last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And in the car going down, I am subjected to listening to Rush Limbaugh. I do too. But one of the callers called in. It was a lady from Nebraska, a very knowledgeable lady. And she was calling in saying that state of Colorado is suing the state of Nebraska because the state of Nebraska, where marijuana is illegal, they're picking up the people that are transporting the marijuana from the West Coast into Colorado. And Colorado's mad about it. They want their marijuana. They want Nebraska to stop picking these people up. So then she went on to say, well, yes, she said, And I know what's coming from this stuff's coming from California, because there's some place out in California called Shasta County.
Oh, I love it.
This is on Rush Limbaugh's national program last Wednesday.
Who? That
Rush Limbaugh. Who?
Yeah.
But
competing station.
And we are mentioned on national radio. Uh-huh. That the marijuana is coming from Shasta County. I mean, Linda and I just looked at each other and just shook our head as we were headed down I-5. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Well,
so sure, something needs to be done. But if the city council can't hear the issue because they don't want to take the time to listen to the folks coming forward, I'll let you draw your own conclusion from that one.
You came in a gently, anyway, we're having there's a lot of questions going on out there. Yeah.
Well, and I'm anxious for you to get the rest of the city council members in here to address these issues.
I want to hear the other side of it.
Like I say, there's absolutely nothing personal going on here. We're not doing a beat-up job on the city council. But certainly that brings to mind questions. If there are issues that are being brought to the attention of people who were elected by the people to represent them, and they can't bring them forward because they can't get two other people on the council to agree they're important, there's just something wrong with that.
Trish, if I might make this comment too. I have made several statements during this this broadcast about comments from other council members. The statements that I have made are on the video of either the December 16th meeting or the January 20th meeting. This isn't coming out of my head. It's off the videos is what I'm repeating today.
Well, and I think it's important that we recognize that that's why the meetings are taped. And I encourage people, you don't want to go to the meetings, but they are on the – watch the shows if you're interested. Get yourself acquainted with what is actually happening. You live in the city of Reading, and these issues that we're bringing forward today are making you upset. Then you need to watch those videos and see what's happening.
What you also need to do is ask these questions and also show up at the city council meetings and just say, you know what? You know, and I asked you how many people are showing up and waiting to the end, and you said there's not as many, but there's still people waiting.
Oh, there's still people showing up.
And the council meetings, I think, end up at an average like 9 o'clock at night, right?
In that general average, yeah. Let me make this statement.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes left.
Folks, if you go to the city website and you can click on video, the video little screen will come up. You can enlarge it, but it starts that little screen, and right below it is the agenda for that meeting that you're looking at. You can scroll down that agenda, and if, say, for instance, it's 9C that you want, you go down and you click on 9C, the video will jump to that issue. So you don't have to, if it's a 3-hour meeting and you want to listen at 2 hours and 10 minutes, you just click on 9C or whatever the issue is, and it'll jump to that, and then it starts and just play. And we play that.
And so you can actually watch the video on your computer. Yeah. You don't have to have cable, Charter TV, or what have you.
This is right on the computer.
Perfect.
You just click on it. It comes up, and we're up there in color and all the whole thing. And you can listen to every word that I say or the others say. And I really wish you do. And keep one thing in mind. If there's something that I've said that you don't like, call me. I mean, you can call the city and get a message to me, but get a hold of me, because I don't care whether you voted for me or you did not vote for me. I still represent the people in the city of Reading. And if people think I'm doing wrong, I want to hear it, because I might learn something. And then if people think I'm doing right, it's sort of nice to sort of hear some of your issues.
We got about 2 minutes left. Governor Brown's going after unfunded liabilities.
Yeah, well, that's a bit of a joke. If you wanted to go after unfunded liability, you should have done it in 2012 when they did the Pension Reform Act, which we call Pension Light. Basically, what they did is changed the new hires from here forward. Well, that's going to help us down the road.
Yeah.
But when you're close to $300 million or over $300 million short funded in pensions.
People say, though, is that you can just pay it like you would a mortgage, but there's a certain time, isn't the state taking more money from us? That which means if they take more money from us, that we have less money to spend.
Well, sure. CalPERS and PARS are the two plans that we've got. Have us on a payment plan. We started PARS last year, CalPERS we're going to start this spring, and it's going to escalate up till 2020, and then it's going to go on for 20 years. And this is a sizable amount. It's up over $10, $12 million a year increase. So this is not something we're going to be playing with.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Gary Cadd's our guest, been our guest here, the first of the city councilmen. We're hoping to get all of them on here in the next couple of weeks. Next Wednesday, Missy, and on the third, Brent Weaver. So we want to get Francie and Kristen on, too. We also want to get Kurt Starm and Larry Lees on. I like having them on together because, one, they're funny. And, two, they can't point at each other. Well, you know, the city should do that. I don't know, the county should do that. And then they can just point and we can hear who does it. Trish, as usual.
It's always a great time on Thursday. Interesting things, and I can't understand why the rest of the community, they need to get more involved. That's how that's how we change things.
And people, write to me and call and say things like, gosh, it just infuriated me. And I said, well, get involved in, buddy.
Call up your city councilman, let them know. Squeaky wheel gets the oil, and your phone call, your input can make a difference.
It does.
It does make a difference.
Anyway, hey, thanks, chat room, for being there, and I thank all our listeners tomorrow, Friday, and a lot of stuff going on this weekend we'll talk about. But thanks, Gary, again for being here. And
you're more than welcome.
You know what? You represent 15,000 people that voted for you. Don't quit.
Oh, I'm not going to quit.
Yeah, don't back down, buddy. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston at the annual March for Life in Washington. Thousands of pro-life Americans have poured out onto the National Mall for today's protest of the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. In Congress, House Republican leaders had hoped to pass a bill today banning most abortions after 20 weeks, but the debate was canceled late last night when Republicans fell short of the necessary votes. A midday rally with speeches from religious and political leaders is about to begin. Then it's the march to the Supreme Court building in support of the sanctity of life. I'm Greg Clugston at the March for Life in Washington. Now with more SRN News, here's Rich Thomason.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has accepted House Speaker Boehner's invitation to address a joint meeting of Congress next month. Time just about up for Japan to fork over $200 million for the release of two of its citizens being held by ISIS. Also at SRNnews.com, a powerful new